You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We talked back in August about Casa Bonita selling possibly to the South Park dudes, Trey and Matt, and now it looks like that's been finalized. Jeremy and I were talking about this morning. The final price, $3.1 million, which seems ridiculously low to me for such an iconic brand.
Maybe there's some really good negotiation going on. I mean, they're in bankruptcy court right now, right?
Yeah,
so, I mean, maybe they're just trying to unload it. That's
apparently
fine.
Anyway, so there's that. You might have seen this yesterday. Maybe you didn't. R. Kelly is going to prison. The jury found him guilty of all sorts of counts of sex trafficking, racketeering, bribery, coercion, enticement. And that is just the one case. He still has yet to be tried in a couple of other locations, Illinois and Minnesota.
He's going to be locked up for a very long time.
R. Kelly is going away.
Yep.
So the guy who brought you I Believe I Can Fly has had his wings clipped.
Nice.
Story out about Will and Jada, Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith. Will gave up an interview to GQ, and he's looking very GQ in that photo, too.
Yeah, he's very stylish.
He says that they never believed in a conventional marriage. He goes, we have given each other trust and freedom with the belief that everybody has to find their own way. Marriage, for us, cannot be a prison. So he's saying that they essentially have, and these are his words, evolved past monogamy.
All right. So they're just seeing other people. They're so progressive.
Yeah, I guess, how do you explain
it
that?
It is a though? Prison, isn't it?
didn't Kramer say that on Seinfeld? It's a prison.
It's a prison.
You're doing time. That's what he screamed. So apparently they want to stay married. They like the fact that they are married, but they want to just go out and be with other people.
Have a little fun every now and then.
Yeah, I mean, we don't even know how often every now and then is.
Mm-mm, we don't.
My prediction is that we are at the end times for monogamy.
Uh-oh.
That's my prediction.
All right.
I think 20 to 50 years from now, it'll be rare.
Yeah.
I'm not offering any kind of editorial comment on it. I'm just making a prediction that I think the way things are going, it is going to become rare.
Are we even going to get married? This is going to be horrible for the wedding industry.
I think
the centerpiece industry.
I still see people getting married, but I think marriage 25 years from now will be different than the way it is today.
Could be.
And again, I'm not offering a comment whether that's good or bad. It's just I'm looking into the crystal ball here. So anyway, that's going on. What else is trending?
Big news. A black and tan coonhound named Lou has set the record for the longest ears on a dog. It's the new Guinness World Record. Lou's owner, Paige Olson, calls the ears, Dom, quote, extravagantly long, 13.88 inches each.
Oh, my.
Big arse ears. I posted a picture of it on our Facebook if you want to see this good boy.
What kind of dog is it?
Coonhound, named Lou.
Lou.
She says she's got to wrap his ears up in the winter to help keep them warm because they drag so far down, they just drag through the snow, and poor Lou gets cold ears.
So you know how dogs perk their ears up. He can't probably, right?
No, huh? He's like Dumbo. He could fly away. You got to see the picture of it. It's on our Facebook. He's a good boy. He's really good. Here's Jer on sports. I had to laugh about this because this happened yesterday, and Josh, our sports guy, came running in. He's like, I was watching an interview with Kevin Durant, who plays for the Brooklyn Nets, and he was at a press conference, and there's this guy in there asking him, why do people call you KD? He's like, duh, his name's Kevin Durant. Duh, I can't believe this idiot was let into the press conference. What is going on? Blah, blah, blah.
He was being punked.
It was David Letterman. I told him to Google who that is, first of all. But David Letterman snuck into this press conference yesterday, and he identified himself as Dave from Basketball Digest. And he asked Kevin Durant, why do people call you KD? And he like had to, he's like, well, my first name's Kevin. My last name's Durant. And then he was asking him what percentage he plans on giving this year, like 90%, 100, 110. What are we looking at here?
Let me guess. The athlete said 110.
110 is what he gave.
Oh, yeah. They always do.
Anyway, so he was punked. But I guess David Letterman had nothing else to do yesterday.
That's pretty darn good. Good for him.
We did mention this earlier. It is National Neighbor Day. It says over half of Americans trust the people that we live next to. You live in a small little cul-de-sac, Dom. Do you trust your other neighbors, the good people? You don't trust them?
No, they might be good people. I don't know them well enough to trust them.
Oh, okay.
You have to know them well enough. I think, you know, trust is earned over time, and sure. I just barely know them.
I trust every one of my neighbors. We hit the neighbor jackpot.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
When you're out of town, will you let them come in your house?
They don't need to come in, but I've got them watering stuff outside. Well,
would you let them come in?
Yes, I would. Two of them, I would definitely.
Which ones?
Tina and Melissa.
You're making those names up. Who would you actually trust? You wouldn't let
anybody
in your house.
No, I would. There's two people that I would definitely trust.
You would let them in your house?
I would let them come in. That's how close we are to these people.
You wouldn't be able to sleep while you were on vacation.
Well, we'd have numerous cameras set up so I could keep an eye on things. You know, just in case. For the first few times until, again, I built that trust, Dom.
You can't have it both ways. You can't say, I trust them, but I'm going to watch them
sure
on cameras.
I trust them with my exterior at the moment. And like you, getting to know them more and building the trust a couple times in the house before I could shut the cameras off and be fine. So,
You'll never do it.
Jackpot, dude.
You'll never do it. Is that Boston Rob guy one that you would let in your house?
Yeah.
I wouldn't let him
That's
in
his
your
wife,
house.
Melissa.
I wouldn't let him in.
Nah, he's a little shady.
Yeah.
What else is going on? This is kind of a funny story. It's a bit of a twist. Accent.
Wait a minute. Did I call him Boston Rob? He's
or
Scottish.
Scotland Rob.
Boston Rob was that guy who was on Survivor.
That's right. Years ago. Scotland Rob.
Do his voice
Scotland
again.
Scotland Rob. Huh?
Yeah.
What?
I can't trust a guy that...
His accent is so thick. And I'm not making fun. Don't ever do it, buddy.
You're just saying. You only get like every fifth word.
Like, I feel bad because when I'm talking to him, it's like, huh? What was...
Come again? You need captions.
I'm sorry. He's a good guy.
Scotland Rob needs to come with captions.
He does. He travels with his wife because we'll look over at his wife and be like, what'd he say?
You know what you need? You need a sign language person that comes along with him and signs.
Even those, they would be like, they'd be shrugging. Funny story out this morning. It's actually coming from a viral Reddit thread, but it's things that used to be great, but now they suck.
Oh, that's funny.
The trending report, I think, is on this list somewhere. Concerts, this is, they used to be a lot cheaper. Now it's, you know, five times what they used to be for a decent seat. Films, this is Dom right here. The writing sucks. The money goes to remakes and Marvel movies.
How long have I been saying this?
I love them. Makeup used to be fairly simple, but now social media makes it seem like you need 100 different primers, creams, and contouring tools. The makeup tutorials and stuff on Instagram are huge. So yeah, fast food. We talked about this the other day. The drive-thrus have gotten slower and less accurate. Mm-hmm. The news. Did the news ever used to be good?
Nope.
No. And then theme parks is on the list too. Specifically Disney, talking about how expensive it is.
Yeah, they did the thing where they allowed for, you know, inflation, and they say it's still.
When
do you know
we were,
Disneyland opened, when Disneyland in Anaheim opened, it was, I think, $1 to get in.
When we were down in New Mexico for our little anniversary, we were talking about next summer's trip, and we're talking about taking the kids to Disneyland. So for fun, we sat there at the little table there at breakfast mm-hmm. and started adding up what it would cost for a family mm-hmm. to four to go to Disneyland. Mm-hmm. And I think we were at $7,000 just to go to Disney.
And that's before you buy the mouse ears.
I know. So we're like, ugh. Do we have to?
See, I remember asking you when your
we
kids
don't have
were
to.
When your kids were like 2 and 6 or whatever, and your whole thing was they're not old enough yet. When they get to be like 6 and 10,
yeah,
that's
yeah, they're
when you
there.
Go.
We're there now.
And so now they're there, and you're still not going to.
Oh no!
Yeah. Come on, it's a rite of passage.
Dude, $7,000 for like 3 days at Disneyland?
Did your parents take you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we did.
It's a rite of passage.
Yeah,
so
I know.
Suck it up. You're a big, high-earning radio personality. You can afford this
trip. Yeah, I think.
Do a couple of more endorsements.
That money would be better spent elsewhere, I think. We could get three trips out of that.
More cameras to make sure your neighbors aren't poking around.
No, but you could really do like 3 trips off of $7,000.
It doesn't matter. It's a rite of passage to take your children to Disney one time. God, they'll be the only kids in school who haven't been.
Hey, Zero Res, I need to do some more commercials for you.
Exactly.
You guys listening?
Exactly.
Zero Res
would love, Ductworks, they would love to fund your trip. Yeah. American financing?
Please, a little more?
Heck yeah.
All right, let's do clickbait, man. Find it on Facebook. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Another doggy story, actually. This one's a feel-good story. There was a group of people out exploring some caves in Indiana this month, and they rescued a lost dog that fell down one of the caves. He was down there about 30 feet. They hooked up a harness and pulled him out, took him to a shelter. They finally tracked down the owners, and he's back home now. Little guy was named Hawkeye. They think he was down there for about 2 weeks, and he survived on rainwater that was collected in an empty turtle shell that happened to be upside down, and he left
some water. That survival instinct is strong, my
friend. No joke. So it really is a feel-good story, and you can watch the video of when the dog was reunited with his family on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
I found our 7 o'clock segment for tomorrow morning. It's why won't Jeremy stop being a cheapskate and take his kids to Disney?
I'm a horrible father.
You know what? You don't love your children. That's the thing.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.